Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It was the news that no one wants to hear. Wednesday morning, I was at my desk working on a speech when one of my colleagues rushed into our conference room and turned on the TV. There on the screen was a scenario that we've been dreading for years. It was live coverage of a shooting in Washington, D.C. at the offices of the Family Research Council. The victim was an acquaintance of mine, Leo Johnson. I've known Leo for years. He's a gentleman, a great family man, and an all-around great guy. At that point, we didn't know the extent of his injuries, so we brought the entire office together and began praying for Leo, his family, and our friends at the FRC. As it turns out, Leo was shot in the arm, after which he subdued the gunman and then held him until the police arrived. Leo later underwent surgery, and the prognosis is for a full recovery. We're so thankful that tragedy was averted and the gunman was caught. Yesterday, FRC President Tony Perkins held a press conference during which he used some strong language. First, he stressed the importance of individual responsibility and laid the blame for the shooting squarely at the feet of the shooter, Floyd Corkins. At the same time, he implicated an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center, a group formed in 1971 to combat groups like the Ku Klux Klan who advocate violence. Recently, however, the Southern Poverty Law Center has begun labeling Christian organizations like the Family Research Council and the American Family Association as hate groups because of their position on homosexuality and their support of the biblical definition of marriage. As Perkins said yesterday, labels like these are reckless and they give license to people like Floyd Corkins to commit physical violence. What the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing is irresponsible and has no place in a democratic society such as ours. The term hate group is meant to marginalize their opposition and shut down debate. They ignore the fact that the definition of marriage is a legitimate topic for debate, and one of the foundational principles of this nation is the right to speak freely. Embodied in that right are two key components. First, that everyone is entitled to an opinion, and second, that they are free to express that opinion. Benjamin Franklin put it this way, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech." This debate on marriage is far from over. In fact, our side just won a major victory this week in Hawaii, where the U.S. District Court upheld the traditional definition of marriage. In its ruling, the court said that altering the definition to include same-sex marriage might undermine the societal understanding of the link between marriage, procreation, and family structure. Will the Southern Poverty Law Center now label the U.S. District Court a hate group? The key takeaway for this week's events is that free speech is critical for sound public policy, labels such as hate are counterproductive, and violence has no place in a civil society. And it's up to us and our opponents to make that clear. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.